Okay, Priya and or 101, or Guru. I mean, we often see disciples, students, treating the Guru very, how to say, it's a very great and respectable master, bowing down, even throwing themselves flat on the floor in worship. Or gesture of respect. Well, that may look like idol worship, subordinates worshiping the master, the superior. Such gestures can also be seen as having a very practical and important function. To put the student, the disciple, in a state of humility. Which is required of a student. In other words, I'm ready to listen now, humbly, as a student listens to a teacher. I accept you as a teacher. And yes, guru means teacher, and some would say that, oh, it means much more, teacher. That's what you have in school. But you know, gurus were the teachers in the Gurukulas, which are the schools of classical India. And traditionally, especially in the Asian culture, I think, students showed great respect to the teachers. And this is how it should be in a healthy culture, because a teacher, the role of the teacher is a humble role, but an extremely important role in society. They give knowledge, which is more important than money and material conveniences and power. So knowledge has to be, I would say, respected in a healthy society. Enough. And that's why you have this. These gestures, this humble approach towards a teacher, because again, if you're a teacher, you want to teach students, but then you want them to be ready to listen to what you say, and that requires a certain respect and so on. So you would, of course, just as teachers do in schools, expect and require and demand a certain level of such humility and, I would say, submission. qualifications on the student, that they will also understand what you're talking about. Otherwise, what's the use? So that's the price you pay for receiving the gift of knowledge.